Botswana has always maintained cordial relations with Zimbabwe despite bearing the burden of an influx of illegal immigrants from its neighbor. An estimated 1,000 Zimbabweans cross into Botswana daily for shopping, but critically to look for jobs which have proved elusive in their homeland. With the economic slowdown in Zimbabwe showing no signs of abating, Botswana is fast showing signs of agitation. Botswana recently announced that it would shoot to kill stray Zimbabwean cattle as it fights the resurfacing foot and mouth disease which has persisted over the years. The spread of the disease is blamed on illegal immigrants who cut the fence along the country's two borders, thereby allowing animals to roam free. Other immigrants illegally cross with fruits and vegetables for resale, in the process carrying across the fruit fly, which causes crop diseases. Botswana has suggested that the more than 500 Zimbabweans incarcerated at these various prisons should be sent back to their homeland to serve the remainder of their sentences. Political commentator Tato Giring says Botswana is being affected by the meltdown in Zimbabwe.
Yeah, I think Botswana is getting affected because of the situation in Zimbabwe. And now they are tightening up their gears where they shoot to kill the recent illegal immigrants crisis and lately the foot and mouth outbreak. And the same situation is so affecting Botswana. That's why they are tightening the situation.
He argues that the moves taken by Botswana are in the interest of its citizens.
Yeah, I think it's understandable what Botswana is doing at the moment, because if you have a neighbor like Zimbabwe and the situation is affecting you, you have to take some further steps to make sure that you protect your own interests and your own people.
Zimbabwean Mr. Clement Zibanani feels as long as the situation in his country persists, the challenges will remain, arguing the solution lies within Zimbabwe.
Hey, this is a sign of frustration that Zimbabwe is really taking too long to resolve its economic challenges, and there are, you know, spillovers into the neighboring countries which really are not really good for the region. It will be in the interest of the country to move fast in resolving issues that are of an economic nature that are actually making other countries feel the serious challenges.
His fellow countryman Farais Banda says it is unfortunate that it is the ordinary people who feel the pinch, but believes it's a clear message to the Harare authorities to clean up their mess, which is now affecting neighboring countries.
It's unfortunate that the situation in Botswana is getting a bit tight, especially on individuals. But it comes back again to the issue that Zimbabwe as a country should be addressing this issue on a formal note as to why the economic structure and political situations taking place the way it is at the moment.
At times, Botswana has been the lone critical voice, particularly at Southern African Development Community meetings, with President Ian Khama praised for his candid views. Reporting for Studio 7, this is Martin Gwenya in Gaborone, Botswana.